This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Friday Hurricane Dorian has strengthened into a Category 4 storm and called it extremely dangerous. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham said it has the potential to cause a devastating amount of damage.
You could get places with 6 to 10 inches of rain and even 10 to 15. But remember, don't focus on just the exact areas. That can shift back and forth depending on the track. And also the storm surge. We're going to be running some models over the next couple of days. Typical Cat 4, you can see 10 foot plus a storm surge.
And before leaving for Camp David Friday, President Trump said he's monitoring the situation.
Hurricane is roaring and it could be a big one. We're hoping that it maybe makes a right and goes up north, but that's about a 5% chance. It's not looking good.
Forecasters say Dorian is churning through the Caribbean and with maximum sustained winds of more than 213 kilometers per hour. Hong Kong democracy activist Joshua Wong said he will not surrender even after he was charged by Hong Kong police with organizing an illegal protest Friday. Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Hong Kong authorities charged two pro-democracy activists on Friday for organizing an illegal protest as they try to clamp down on unrest that has rocked the territory. Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow were released on bail.
Even I've been jailed for 3 times and I need to face a trial on 8th of November, which means 3 months later. But we still keep on our fight. We shall not surrender. And I urge international communities to send a clear message to President Xi. Sending troops or using emergency ordinance is not the way out.
Wong led the pro-democracy umbrella movement 5 years ago, and his is the most high-profile arrest since protests renewed in June.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistani Prime Minister's